You're listening to the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 147.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Welcome. Appreciate you joining in here for another Q&A show on the Flip Empire Show. I think I got a great episode lined up for you today. I prefer to start to keep these more short and sweet, kind of like I have in the past. You know, these Q&A shows tend to go between 5 and 15 minutes and getting really positive feedback as far as, you know, just quick content that you can consume on your drive, you know, on your workout, or when you're mindlessly doing things around the house, or wherever you're listening to me right now. You know, these Q&A shows, they're meant to be short and sweet so that you can get one main thing out of it, maybe a couple, and hopefully you're implementing it and seeing results in your business. And by the way, if you are, reach out to me. You know, if this podcast has made an impact on your business and your life in any way, shape, or form, I'd love to hear from you. You know, what would be really, really awesome is a 5-star rating and review in iTunes. It helps keep the content and the podcast fresh and just up to date in front of people. So if you haven't already submitted a review, assuming you like the show, and even if you don't, you know, submit a review anyway. But hopefully they're good. Hopefully you like it. I'd really appreciate that. And if you don't, that's cool too. You know, you can always shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com. I would love to hear from you. But now that we've kind of gotten some of those housekeeping items out of the way, I want to talk about, you know, I can't stress how often I get questions as it relates to, you know, Alex, what are your numbers? You know, what are your KPIs? You know, how many appointments do you have to go on to get a deal? What are the number of leads per deal? What's your cost per lead? What's your cost per deal closed? You know, how much are you making on average? And so I'm going to reveal all those numbers on this particular podcast episode because, you know, it seems to be something that people really want to know. But here's what I want to caution you first. If you find yourself asking people what the numbers are, realize that those numbers are very variable, and my numbers are not necessarily going to be your numbers. You might be processing leads better. You might be converting, you know, more when you go on appointments. You might be in a tiny market. You might be in a huge market. You might be only sending a couple hundred postcards a month, or you might be sending 20 to 30,000 postcards a month. There's so many factors at play that are going to have a direct influence on your KPIs. And if you don't know what KPIs are, they're basically key performance indicators. Okay. You should be able to look at a dashboard of your business and know what are the metrics that are driving revenue. Okay. Those are the most important KPIs. And yeah, you know, we look at response rate for our direct mail campaigns, and we look at some other metrics and some other KPIs. But ultimately, you know, when you have an eye on the KPIs, and the KPIs that are specific to your business, it tells you the story of your business and how you're performing, how you're operating. It gives you direct feedback as to whether, you know, you need to make adjustments or there's changes that you need to make. And so I'm going to reveal, you know, our numbers here. But the truth is that I've never really found a whole lot of value. I'm more doing it because I've had a lot of people reach out to me and they want to know specific KPIs here in the South Florida market. And so I met with my marketing manager you know, we were looking at the deals we've closed, you know, all the campaigns we've sent. And so we have these fresh numbers that I'm happy to share with you. But again, just know that these numbers may not mean anything to you. And so what I really want to encourage you to do is, if you're not tracking your KPIs, is I want you to start tracking. And if anything, what you're going to get from this particular podcast episode is knowing exactly which KPIs you need to be tracking, you know, what metrics are important for your real estate business, specifically if you're a wholesaler. And if you are tracking your KPIs, you know, make sure that you're looking at these on a weekly basis. really. I was going to say monthly, but if you can keep an eye on your metrics on a weekly basis, you're going to have your finger on the pulse and you're going to be able to zig when other people are zagging. You're going to be able to make adjustments on the fly, and you're going to be, you're not going to get caught with your pants down, so to speak. So here are the, let me share with you our KPIs as far as our direct mail campaign. So specifically the direct mail marketing channel. First of all, on average, our average profit per deal, we're making $21,540.26. So we got this thing down to the penny. Basically, $21,500 is what we're making on a deal. We're up from last year. So last year, we were making about $19,972. So just shy of $20,000. Now, having said that, that's a very conservative number. We factored out about three or four really, really big deals that we did, which are not really outliers, because every year we close a handful of those big deals. When I say big, I'm talking, you know, more than 50K a pop. So we took those out and the numbers were just under 20. If we were to throw those numbers into the mix, and again, this is last year's numbers, we were at about 32, 33,000 a deal. So this year, the conservative number is 21,540. Average response rate. Now, this is a blended average. And what I mean by blended is that we probably send about 80, 85% postcards, about 15% letters. And so the blended average between the two is just a hair over 2%, 2.04% to be exact. Number of leads per deal. So, and by the way, let me qualify what a lead is. If somebody calls and they don't have a property for sale, or it's a rant, you know, like they just fly off the handle and they're cursing and take me off your list and a few other choice words, that's not a lead. You know, wrong number, those aren't leads. And so leads are people that raise their hand and they have some interest in selling their property, right? So it's taking us 53 leads to get a deal. And I'm talking about like a real lead, not like a BS lead. Somebody who's calling in, they got, you know, a postcard or they heard about us and they have a house they want to sell. That's a lead to us. So every 53 of those that we process and follow up with, we're getting a deal. And these are 2017 numbers. Cost per lead is $37.10. Again, this is direct mail. Let me give you an example of how these numbers may or may not mean anything to you. Last year, cost per lead was like, I think it was like $87 to $89. Okay. This year it's $37.10. Right now, part of it is because we've invested a lot more time, energy, money, and resources into sales training for the team. And so we're doing a better job, you know, on the phone with the sellers, converting appointments to deals. Actually, that's one of the areas where we've slowed up a bit, and I'm actually going to dedicate another podcast episode, probably the next one, specifically to that. But the point is that we've invested more into our team, into our acquisitions department, and so we're doing a better job, right? And so I think that's driving the cost per lead down, and our conversions in general. Really, it's driving more conversions, but we're just getting better with the marketing as well. And so, you know, I forgot who it was that shared this with me, but if you can think about your business, as far as if you can make incremental improvements in the different departments of your business, if you can make a small, modest 5 to 10% improvement across the board, it's going to have a profound overall effect on your business, and it should translate to the bottom line. And so, you know, sometimes we strive to make these huge improvements, and that's great, like that whole 10X mentality. I'm all for that. But if you can just improve a little every single day in the different departments of your business, if you could be more efficient, if you could be sharper, if you can get better on the phone, if you can get better when it comes to negotiating, if you could drive your cost per lead down, if you can lower the number of leads it takes to get a deal, if you can increase your response rate on your direct mail, you know, if you can implement certain things on the dispositions or sales side to squeeze more juice and get more of a margin out of your deals, like, for example, hosting open houses, requesting highest and best, different things like that. Like, you should always be thinking about brainstorming, masterminding. How can you improve incremental improvements every single day? Okay, that's probably one of the big takeaways. If any, if you get nothing else from this particular podcast, take that away from it. Focus on incremental improvements in the different departments of your business. A slight improvement every single day. And believe me, at the end of the year, it's going to have a big difference, you know, from a global level and then hopefully on your bottom line. So moving on, cost per deal closed. Now, check this out. This is an example of how incremental improvements every single day. Last year, this is just direct mail. We were having to spend $4,262.82 to get a deal. Okay. So we were spending about $4,200 to get a deal that was netting us about 20 grand. Great ROI. I do it all day long. This year, that number is now down to a hair below 2,000. $1,950 on the dot is what it's taking us in direct mail to get a deal. Now, granted, the more you scale up and the more you market, that number is going to change. You know, if I was sending 500 postcards versus 5,000 postcards versus 50,000 postcards, that's going to be, there's going to be a difference there. So it's all relative, right? Based on the amount of volume that you're sending. So anyways, I just wanted to share some of those KPIs with you. Some other KPIs that you want to be tracking, at least for the acquisitions department. Some of the numbers I'm constantly looking at is how many dials per day, you know, my acquisitions reps are making. On average, that number is probably somewhere between, if you're doing it manually, meaning like you're not using a tool or a service like Mojo Sells, some of these other ones that I'm forgetting right now. If you're doing it manually, you know, your call reps are probably going to make 60 to 80 calls a day. That number is not as important to me now as it used to be. What I really care about more now is meaningful conversations, right? So if you call 60 people a day, that's fantastic. Did you get 60 voicemails? Because if you did, that sucks, right? But out of those 60 calls, how many meaningful conversations did you have with sellers? You know, that's the number I'm more interested in. Appointments scheduled, you know, how many appointments do we have in the books today, this week? And then ultimately, how many of those appointments converted into contracts, converted into actual deals? So those are just some of the metrics that you want to track. If you're not looking at KPIs, again, hopefully that's another takeaway for you here. It's something you want to be tracking. But don't go crazy. Start with some of these. Hopefully you can kind of wrap your arms around all of these and start to collect data, because there's power in data if you know how to interpret it, and then you know how to, you know, make changes when you need to. So let me know your thoughts. Listen, this is just one of the topics that we've covered in our Flip Empire Inner Circle. You know, we've done three members only Q&A webinars, and I want to share with you a little bit about the structure, because I've been getting just tremendous feedback from the members we have. We have a small, tight, family-oriented group of experienced investors. These are people that have already done some deals. Some are intermediate, some are advanced. And the quality of the questions is just awesome. This is the type of stuff we talk about, you know, hiring, scaling, systems, automation, KPIs. So this program is, if you're just getting started, if you've never done a deal, this probably isn't the program for you. But if you want to level up and if you see the value and the benefit in more of a small group consulting program, where, you know, at the beginning of our members only webinars, you know, I'm teaching about 15, 20 minutes of content, things that are relevant, that are happening in my business, things that we're testing, what we're finding is working, what's not working. I share all that. And then we open it up to Q&A, and typically these have been lasting about 2 hours of just straight Q&A, you know, so not only do you get to hop on and ask any and all questions you have, but you get the benefit of listening to other members' questions. So if you see the value in this, you know, go to flipempire.com/application. flipempire.com/application. It'll take you a couple of minutes. I encourage you to apply. Again, if you've never done any deals, this program probably isn't for you. But yeah, if you have, I'm happy to hop on a quick call with you. Just make sure it's a good fit. And then potentially invite you to join the inner circle. It's a small group. We're capping it off at a certain number. We're going to keep it small. And, uh, And then, yeah, I'm, you know, I just want to serve as many people as possible, but I want to make sure that I can answer everybody's questions and keep it very personal, one-to-one. It's also got a mastermind type element to it. And so hopefully this isn't coming across as a pitch, because that's not the intention of this at all. I'm excited about the group. I'm passionate about it. People are already seeing results and getting value from it. So, you know, if you enjoy the podcast, think of this group as, you know, the podcast on steroids, right? And just much, much more in depth and much, much deeper. Although I feel like I'm giving you all I have on the podcast, we just go to a deeper level in the inner circle. So, appreciate your time. We just crossed over the 15-minute mark here, so I'm going to let you go, but I really look forward to connecting with you on the upcoming masterclass. Talk to you soon.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show, but we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.